And we have a special guest calling in this morning, candidate Pete Stauber for District 8 U.S. Representative has called in this morning. Pete, are you there?
I am.
Great. Thank you so much.
Me.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
We have just a few minutes here with Pete, but I want to start by saying, you want to just give us a quick rundown of why are you running for office? What inspired you to get involved here?
You know, I've served as a city councilor, a county commissioner, a police officer. My wife served in the military for 24 years. Our family has public service in their blood, and I have a passion to do what's right, and I want to better this country to serve all people and not one political party.
It seems like it's certainly not the most thankful job. A lot of what you do is, I would say, thankless work in public service. So thank you for that. Can you explain your priorities for your work as our representative and talk about those priorities in particular? What would be your first priority in time? What's the most immediate thing you would want to look at? And what would be your biggest long-term priority, sort of an overarching thing that you feel is very important?
Yeah. Well, first of all, to your last comment, you know, it is difficult in this divisive environment. But you know what? I'm going for one reason, and that's because of the love of this country. I'm running for the love of this country. And the greatest generation gave us a wonderful country. And I think it's our obligation, our generation's obligation, to give this country in good hands to our kids and grandkids. And that's my focus.
Thank you. So, now, priorities, yeah.
Priorities. I want to, you know, jobs in the economy are always a very important aspect of our region, and I want to continue the pro-growth, pro-jobs agenda, that will put Minnesotans back to work, and those who want a job can have a good-paying job, and I think that's critically important that the small businesses continue to grow. The optimism is at an all-time high. Manufacturing facilities are hiring. Our mines are hiring in the building and construction trades. They're hiring. And this is a really good atmosphere at this point. And consumer confidence is at an all-time high. And so we want to keep those, keep that going. And that'll help the economy. It'll get the jobs going. And I think that along the North Shore, I think that is also appreciated.
What would be the first thing you look at if and when taking office?
Oh, the very first thing?
The first priority, most immediate thing.
The most immediate thing is just to continue to work on those policies that help everyday Minnesotans to make sure that we legislate from the lens of Main Street Minnesota. And it's not just a bureaucrat in some back desk area thinking there's a policy that's good that we should put it towards the American people. I really believe that we need policies that support small businesses. And that's why I was endorsed by the National Federation of Independent Business and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Along with that, healthcare is a really, really important topic. That's important to every family in Minnesota and this country. And I know that our healthcare problem will not be solved by a stump speech or platitudes or a postcard mailed to constituents.
That's for sure.
We have to have a bipartisan effort. We have to take the good and what we agree on already. We agree on that the pre-existing conditions must be part of any health care plan. We agree that we can look at associated plans for instance, small business. We can agree to be able to keep our kids on our employer-paid health insurance or what have you, extend into the early 20s so they can get through college and get a good-paying job and hopefully, stay in our region. Those are some things we can agree on. But what I don't agree is a full government takeover of our health care. We know that is destined to fail. It has failed in so many countries. And I think that I believe that our health care should be patient-driven and physician-guided. where no bureaucrat gets in the way of a decision between the patient and their doctor. I think that's critically important, is putting the patient first. And my philosophy and my thinking is that we need to have a good, healthy discussion, and we need to make sure that those people, those seniors who are currently on Medicare, can stay on Medicare, and those persons being served by the Veterans Health Insurance can stay on that, and that those people that are have their insurance paid by their employer, that they can stay on that employer insurance. Because if this the theme from the opposition is we need a full government takeover, the code is Medicare for all, and I disagree with that. Putting 330 million Americans on the same plan, it will kick seniors off their Medicare as we know it. It will kick veterans off their veterans insurance. It will kick the 155 plus million Americans who are insured under their employer off their system. There's a better way. And you know, those folks that that gave us the Affordable Care Act, you know, the Affordable Care Act were the answer. We wouldn't be talking about health care. We knew there were major problems. So let's get back down to the basics. Let's have a bipartisan conversation, and let's not care who gets the credit. That's the problem. The culture in politics today is so divisive. I want to go and work for everyone in the district, not one political party. And one candidate, one campaign can change that. I've worked with, throughout my history as a police officer, county commissioner, city councilor, I have worked with people of various backgrounds and of various opinions. And the healthier discussion that is had, the better the outcome. And that's my philosophy.
And I think that maybe answers my next question of, you know, what hope you role you can play in our divisive and political sphere, which is so full of animosity. I hear you saying the words bipartisan over and over. So,
well, I think that's a great point, because when I entered this race, Congressman Nolan was still in the race, and he decided not to run. And at least one of my opponents moved back from Minneapolis to run for this seat. But my goal is to, and I've said this, I'm not only going to reach across the aisle get bipartisan efforts, I am going to get up and walk over and build relations with the loyal opposition on behalf of the Americans, because America and Minnesotans want that. I've showed that. I will do that. And I believe that's the right thing to do. This climate is very, very unhealthy for this nation.
All right. We hear a lot about what is wrong with our Congress. And again, you have already maybe spoken to this, but do you want to share anything else? What do you think is going right?
Well, I think that we have to understand that to the greatest extent possible, and that's why the Constitution was written, to limit the government in our everyday lives, limit the federal government's role in our everyday lives, and unleash the economic engines in our 8th congressional district. Let the people who want to start up small businesses, the rules and regulations are extremely burdensome, and I think that we need to put the government back in the hands of the people, because in essence, who is the government? It's we the people. And I think that when you have the ability to give the people the power to make good decisions, and we as elected officials truly listen to them, we can do wonderful things in this country.
All right, thank you very much. And one final question, just because I've been asking this to all candidates, it's such a divisive issue here in our area, is there anything you would like to add to the conversation about the proposed mining, the copper nickel mining, and also the other lots? I mean, obviously the Iron Range has many mining opportunities. Is there anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, a couple of points. That the proposed Polymet mine has been in the permitting process for 14 years. We demand that they meet or exceed every federal and state environmental regulation in place today. Once they meet that, and only when they meet that, should they be given the permit to mine. And, you know, historically the conversation was we can't do it safely. With the 21st century technology in mining, we can. We can mine copper, nickel, and we can have safe and clean water and air. You know, we live, as you know, the greatest freshwater lake in the world, Lake Superior. It is a tremendous asset, not only for the Midwest, for this country. There is nobody that wants to pollute our lakes or rivers. We want to create good-paying jobs for this economy where our young people can stay in our region, be employed here, raise their families here, and enjoy, really, one of the greatest states in this nation. And in particular, the state of Minnesota, northeastern Minnesota, is the most one of the most beautiful places in the country. And so when we have these good-paying jobs, and they will be for generations, it's an important piece of my thought process that we can do it, and we can do it safely. It'll bring a big economic boom from northeastern Minnesota.
I'm speaking with Mr. Peter Stauber. He is a candidate for U.S. House of Representatives with the election coming up this November. Is there anything I forgot to ask you? We have to wrap it up in the next couple minutes here.
Well, I think that for those people who have not met yet, you know, I'm a retired Duluth police officer. It's a blue-collar job. My blue-collar common sense message is resonating across this district. I am running because I love this country. I have 52 years of life experience in many areas. My wife and I are blessed with four children, three teenage boys, and a 12-year-old daughter. This is. I want the American dream for everybody, and I feel very blessed to be able to call. I think we all feel blessed that we can call this the greatest country on earth home, and I want to make and do my part in making sure that next generation has the ability to live up, live the dreams and hopes that our generation had and opportunities.
Well, thank you so much, Pete, for calling in and having just a direct conversation with listeners all up and down the North Shore. I really appreciate your calling in.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right, you too. That was Pete Stauber. He is running for U.S. District 8 House of Representatives, and that interview will be replayed one more time, much closer to the election, with all the other political interviews.